Rajasthan's government rescinds an anti-conversion bill. Russia's population is falling, but the number of orphans is growing. Christians reach out. And Global Aid Network continues to help refugees in Sudan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Rajasthan, India's anti-conversion bill hit another hurdle. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He comments that it wasn't a done deal.
The bill that was passed by the parliament in Rajasthan, in order to become law, needs to be signed by the governor. And this governor refused to sign the bill, sent the bill back to the parliament. Now, there evidently is a provision also that the parliament can bypass the governor and forward the bill directly to the president of India.
Parliament members made a formal request for that action. Stravers believes it's an act of desperation because of the continued strength of the church. India, he says, is very open to the gospel. That means persecution will likely continue.
Those people who are in control and who are in lockstep with Hindu extremists and nationalists who see Christianity as a threat to their position and their way of life are going to do everything they can to oppose it.
Next, Russia is facing a demographic crisis. The country's losing 700,000 people a year. Another problem is the growing orphan population. Buckner Orphan Care International and Mission Network News hope to help some of that population through a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia. Buckner's Amy Norton.
This is an area right outside of St. Petersburg that has over 36 orphanages in it, but many of these children don't know anything about the Lord, and they have never had a mission team come in.
You can join me on the trip, scheduled for September 28th through October 8th, where Norton says we'll have an incredible impact as we
deliver shoes, share the gospel with these children, spend time with them, and let them know that they are loved. So not only the kids, but the caregivers. Many of the lives of the caregivers are changed just by seeing these American teams come in, that people would come and raise their own support to come and come minister to them.
You could also win this trip. Find out more tomorrow at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the violence in Sudan is not ceasing, humanitarian and human rights groups are urging higher level of intervention in the Darfur crisis. Global Aid Networker GAIN USA has been working alongside ministry partners in Sudan since 2004, providing food, clean water, and basic supplies to thousands of refugees. Despite the dire conditions, GAIN is able to demonstrate the love and hope of Christ to hurting people. There are many ongoing and immediate financial needs. Meanwhile, in a time when men don't like going to church, Promise Keeper says men are turning to Christ. Bob Record with Total Life Impact is the evangelist for PK. He says the do's and don'ts of legalism turns off most men, but they're responding to their relationship message. Record says with four events under their belts, more than 1,500 men have come to Christ. He says Albany, New York has seen the biggest response.
That is a pretty unchurched area. We had over 650 men come in response to the invitation to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ.
The most amazing story was a Crip gang member who felt the call and came to Christ, as Record.
He took off his bandana, which, as you know, Greg, is their colors. You do not take off your colors. He gave them to the counselor and said, I want this to be a symbol of how serious I am of turning my life around, and I would like for the speaker to have this.
And finally, when lightning damaged their transmitter 6 months ago, the Horeb Bible radio station in Bolivia borrowed a smaller transmitter in order to stay on the air. But a larger, more powerful one is finally on its way. This week, New Tribes missionary and radio technician Bruce Johnson is returning to Bolivia with his family and the new equipment. Horeb broadcasts in Spanish and several tribal languages, and a new transmitter will enable the station's continued far-reaching impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th through October 8th. Information is available at 1-800-995-4828 or at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.